Welcome to the Balanced Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Kaylee Aldrich, and this podcast is designed to help you achieve a healthy mind, body, and spirit. I am so excited to announce that we're pivoting this season to focus on highlighting local businesses and service providers in our community right here in Highland, Illinois. My goal is to bring awareness to all these incredible individuals who contribute to our community's growth and well-being. And I truly believe that by supporting local businesses, we can have stronger friendships, stronger relationships, and truly have just a more vibrant community. So join us as we dive into stories of all these local business owners and service providers, learn about their challenges, their successes, and the impact that they have on our community. So together, we can make a difference and promote balanced wellness for everyone. Let's dive in. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. Today I have Anna Hinchin on with Goat Yoga of Southern Illinois. I hope I said that in the right order.
I am. Perfect.
Yay! Awesome. All right, Anna, tell them really quickly about you and then we'll dive in.
Okay. Well, my name is Anna, like she had mentioned. I am a mother of four. We have a 15-year-old all the way down to a 7-month-old today. And life is just amazing, busy, all the things. But I am a veteran, and I work for the Village of Alhambra on top of owning the Goat Yoga of Southern Illinois, and just busy. And I don't know, we add a lot of things. We homestead on top of it all, which is my heart and passion. And we're just trying to live it up as much as we can. Wow. In our little short time of living.
Literally. Yeah. I know. I always love seeing all your posts of like all the different things that you're canning and the things you're growing. I'm like, oh, that is so cool. Do you sell any of your stuff, by the way?
So kind of, but not like, we don't advertise it. Things we have a lot of, like our pickles, people crave and rave over. And I just made a bunch of tallow, and my sister's like, Anna, that is like gold. You need to sell that. So I haven't ventured out to do it yet, but I want to. I don't know about the state and things like that. You know, I don't want to get too far in, but we usually, whenever we do chickens, we just put out a thing to our surrounding neighbors, and I'm like, hey, we're raising chickens. Who wants to go in on it? And so usually we have every neighbor that I message does 10 or 20 chickens. And so we usually raise 100. We'll keep 50 for ourselves, and then we'll do, you know, they'll all do 10. So it's really fun. It's a little overwhelming, but it's fun.
That is crazy. Chickens.
I know. It is crazy.
I couldn't even imagine. I want chicken so bad. And my husband's like, no. And I'm like, why? It'd be so fun.
Regular chickens that lay eggs are easy. These are meat bird chickens, Cornish hens, I guess you see at the store. So their life expectancy, not to get on a whole nother topic, but their life expectancy is pretty short. So within 8 to 10 weeks, that's their life expectancy. It's kind of sad, but so that's the meat birds that we do. So it's not like a long process. It's pretty quick. So anyway, it's fun
fact. I never knew that.
Yeah.
I love, this is what I love about podcasting, is because I've learned things that I had no clue.
That is something
I learned today. I love it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anytime.
And we're done. No, I'm just kidding. Well, tell me really quickly about, or it doesn't have to be quickly. I always say that and I don't mean it. Tell us about Goat Yoga of Southern Illinois. Tell us why you're so passionate about it, how you started this. Like, give us the whole story, because I just love it.
Okay. So put your seatbelt on. No, I'm just kidding. So I would say, you know, COVID hit, and let me just tell you, I thrive. People just spark me. I love people. And so when COVID hit, it like everyone else, it rocked everyone's world. And I fell into this hole of, I wouldn't say depression, I just needed people, and we couldn't have people. And so I was doing coaching. I don't even know if it's called coaching. I love fitness, and fitness was my passion. And I went to school to be a personal trainer, and life happened, never finished. I am, as I said, I'm a veteran. So I did a deployment and I just never finished. And so whenever I saw the Beachbody coach thing, Not to put a plug in that, but I was like, I'll do that. You know, I could do it from home. There's no gyms opening. Let's do that. And so I did it for a little while. And as a team building thing, we went to Columbia, Missouri, and we did goat yoga. Never heard of it. Thought it was weird. On my way there, I'm like, this is weird. Don't own goats. I had cows and chickens and dogs, and that was the gist of it. So, but I did the thing. And so I was like, okay, I guess we'll go. I mean, you know, there's nothing open right now anyway, so might as well go do some yoga. Never, let me just admit out loud, I've never even did a yoga class until that class.
Oh, crazy.
Hi, buddy. So actually you're going to get, hold on 1 second. I am so sorry. You're going to get a coat on and you're going to run and you can go play with the neighbors. Okay. All right. Cause mom's on a thing. So get coats on. Oh, there's super lots of excitement. They're in like, the back. Yes. So tell Haley, I'm sorry that I'm sending you over. Oh, that's what amazing neighbors are for right there. Anyway, so yeah, so we went to this goat yoga thing and I, for once in my life, I'm not a very relaxed person. I am pretty high strung. I'm just not calm. I'm just giving you all my dirty laundry, but for once I sat there and didn't worry about anything. It was an hour of, I just, like I said, I never even held a goat, never even touched a goat, never. And I picked up those babies and just loved on them and let go. I let go of not listening. I let go. I didn't, for an hour, we didn't hear about the chaos around us and the pandemic and all the deaths and all the dark and just, it was happy. And so I text my husband, I did the class, and mind you, we need to stretch terrible. My body is a ball of stress and I never let release that. And so for an hour I did, and I almost forgot about the stretching aspect because of the furry little things and the laughing and the spontaneous jumps and just the fun that I forgot that I was doing my body good. Mm-hmm. Because I get so caught up, you know, I love the fitness. I loved PE. I loved the military making me do running and I loved all that, but I never took time to stretch. I never took time after to recover. And, you know, a lot of times we get caught up in the, oh, this hurts. But it's just when you do it and add the goats, it's a great mix of you forget what you're doing, but you're doing your body so much good. Mm-hmm. And so for an hour, I gave myself permission to just, and on my way there, let me just add, on my way there, I was like, okay, Anna, this is outside the box, but you're going to have fun whether you like it or not. So I almost gave myself a pep talk because I didn't know what to expect. You know, people say goat yoga and they're like, that's weird. But on my way there, I was like, we're driving 2.5 hours for this. Like, I'm going to have fun. So I'm going to make myself have fun. Well, I didn't even need to make myself have fun because I literally laughed. I mean, I don't even remember the last time I laughed. I laughed out loud. It was amazing. And so anyway, all that to say, so I, you know, we had to drive 2.5 hours. I don't even know how exactly far it is, but at Columbia, Missouri is not very close.
Yeah.
And so on my way home, I text my husband. We live on 5 acres. And I text him and I said, I want to share this joy that I just had with the world. And he's like, no, not happening. Sorry. And we have friends that own hundreds of goats. And so my husband, he said no. And I let it be. And I think I might have brought it up one more time. And again, he's like, no. And so I was like, okay, I'm just going to keep my mouth shut. I'm not going to bring it up anymore. And our friends, he reached out. I guess maybe they were, I don't know if they were together or something, but he jokingly brought it up. And he's like, my wife wants to do goat yoga. And he's like, dude, have you seen what that is? And my husband's like, no. And he's like, you need to Google it. And so without me even knowing, Nick was Googling. And so one day I came home and I did, like I said, I never brought it up again. I came home to, and he's a carpenter, mind you, I guess I should have said that, but I came home to spray paint in our yard and how much it's going to cost and how much each fence is going to be and all the details. And I said, and let me add this too. I was in the car business and I had quit my job during the pandemic because we didn't have childcare. So I had no choice really. And so we didn't have a penny to our name. If I'm putting all my dirty laundry out there, we didn't have a penny. And he thought that would scare me and be like, oh no, we can't do that. And I said, okay, we'll put it on a credit card. Don't do that. That is not a great idea, first of all. but I just knew in my heart, I just knew that it was going to work. Mm-hmm. I knew that if I put myself out there and just had faith that it was going to be okay. And God had me. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay. And he's like, what? So that was in May, the end of May. And by June, like the middle of June, we had all our fencing done and we had our LLC and our first class in not even in 2 months. So in July, we had our first class. So it was kind of like your business. Like you all of a sudden have this vision and dream, and then I literally sparked it and it just blew. It blew up, and which is phenomenal. It's phenomenal. So yeah. So our first class, though, I'm pretty sure I had to beg any family member and friend to come. And I put it out there. And like 4 people I didn't know showed up. Very few people I didn't know showed up. But it was a good sized class. So there was probably 20 some odd people, you know, I don't know. And then from there, though, mm-hmm. it caught like wildfire, you know. So it just took a while to figure out the things. But yeah, I can't even explain to you how amazing God has been through this process to bless us with such an incredible, we call it our side gig, but really it's like taking over, but just we're so in the community support and the local vendors, or I call them vendors, but the local businesses that have let us come to do yoga at their facilities have just been so supportive, and we wouldn't be here without them, you know? So anyway, okay, I'm going on a rampage.
Well, no, I love it though. I love hearing about it. Like I had no clue, really. I mean, I know I did a class for you guys at the Maryville Winery and led that goat yoga class. And it was kind of, I was the same way. I'm like, I have no idea what I'm getting myself into. I've never been to a goat yoga class. Like, but here we go.
That's right, girl. Sometimes I don't even think, I just do. And then I'm like, did I even think this through? Like, what are we doing here? But did you enjoy it though?
It was so much fun. Like I felt like I couldn't even teach because I was laughing so hard. Like I was I was not prepared. Like,
no, I always tell my instructors, they're not here for you. They don't care what you do. They don't care, but they do. I mean, there are very serious yogis that come and there are some that have never stepped foot on a mat before. So mm-hmm. it's just an amazing mix. But I also think it's a great introduction to yoga. Like it's not serious, which I love the aspect of serious yoga too, but it's not serious. And it almost like takes you hear yoga and you get nervous. I get nervous, you know, and it shouldn't be like that. So it kind of takes that out of it.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. It takes the nervousness, serious. Like, what am I going to do? Am I going to do the poses wrong factor to just like laugh?
Yeah. Then gets them excited and is like, oh, well, I did yoga. I could do a class, like a real class, you know? And so it almost opens that door that people never would have done before. So I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it did for me too. Like I was just like, oh my gosh, this is hilarious. And this is so funny. And I remember coming home and my husband's like, how was it? I'm like, it was so much fun. But I'm like, I feel bad that they like paid me to do that because like I was laughing the whole time. I'm like, I didn't know what to expect. It was just fun.
That is, you don't. And that's no matter, I could say until I'm blue in the face, like everyone's like, what's it like? Like, what's the point of it? I'm like, you just have to try it. Like, I don't know how to explain it. There's nothing that can explain it. You just have to try it. And you're going to laugh. You literally are going to laugh. You might, you know, because it's so spontaneous and you never know what's going to happen. So.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that is the fun part. So do you guys now, like, do you guys own the goats now or now you have the goats?
So, yep. So when we started, we've always owned them. Well, no, we didn't. I mean, before we started, so we had to go out and find goats, buy goats, and buy build fences. And so, yeah. So in June of 2021, we purchased our first random goats off Craigslist. Like we had no idea what we were doing. No clue. So we found this most amazing family in Waterloo. So we started off with some of their herd and down the road, real close to us, like a mile, we bought some goats from them. And so we just randomly collected these goats And we've learned so much. We didn't know anything about goats. I mean, and then they don't tell you, you know, when you get the goats, if you don't feed them exactly how they were fed and all the health things. I mean, it's just, we've learned so much from the care of the animals to having to, like, you know, to the travel of the animals and just all the things. Yeah, it's been, but now my husband's like, you've got to sell goats, Anna. We are having, like, you have way too many goats. This is, it's ridiculous. So if you know anybody who's looking for goats that need a good, I need to almost interview the people before they go with anybody. I'm just kidding. Oh, it's hard to let go of them. Oh, it's hard.
Yeah. But I really like the one, I don't know if you still have the goat, but he was white and brown.
Evan.
Yeah.
Kevin. Yeah, we still have him. And actually, my friend from I grew up with, she wants one. She has one goat, and you're not supposed to only have one goat. So she, like, rescued this goat, and she's from Carrollton. And she was like, Anna, I need a goat. And for once, one day, I had a thought, you know, Kevin is a really bad, he's a bad goat, yoga goat, only because he won't jump. But he loves people, but he bucks everyone out of his way so he can hog the people. So I told her, I was like, for 1 minute, I thought maybe I'll give you Kevin because I knew that would be like the most best home for him. But then that I can't do it. I don't know. My husband's like, Anna. So yes, we have Kevin. Kevin was someone had rescued and given to us. And he is my favorite all-time goat of all time. So
I liked him too. Yeah, he was fun. So how many, I don't remember, but like how many goats do you bring to a goat yoga session?
So we usually bring about 18 to 22, roughly. Now this year we might have more because we have so many babies. But yeah, usually it's about, you know, if we have a max class of 40 people, it's about a goat every two people. Mm-hmm. So that's our goal, but, and a lot of, sometimes, you know, sometimes we'll have a lower, like a lower attendance. And so then they just get more goats, but yeah, the goal is one for every two people. So.
Okay, fun. I like, remember that there was a lot of goats, but I was like, there was also a lot of people. So I don't know.
Yeah. Wishy-washy.
Yeah, no, I love it. It's so much fun. It really is. Is there anything like about running a goat yoga business like that you're just like, hey, fun fact, like it actually doesn't go this way, like, or is there anything that yes. you want to share with people that you're like, well, this might look really cool and fun and sound amazing, but let's be real, it goes this way actually.
So, well, let me just tell you, in the morning, so we usually, let's say our class is at 10 o'clock, we want to get there an hour before that, so 9, so we have to travel and load. So then we're like, I would say we're loading about 7:30. Fun fact, my goats are very spoiled. They will not and absolutely refuse to touch wet grass. How many mornings do you wake up and it's dewy? every single morning. So my husband, every Saturday and Sunday when we have a class, wants to kill me, I'm pretty sure. So we will load, and we take feed and shake the feed and do what we can to load them, to get them to go by themselves. But 90% of the time, well, I would say, yeah, 90% of the time we are carrying 50%+ of the goats to the trailer to load them. And I would say some are a little more skittish than others. So usually we're chasing. It's really ugly. It's, yeah. So it tests our, we have a, you know, we make a very great team, I would say. I would say he's very patient with me. But it definitely tests us at very early. And it's not even early for us. We're very early people, but it's not. Yeah, it could. I just pray every night, Lord, please let them load easy. Please let them load easy. So that's a fun fact. And I would just say, you know, you don't take it. You just think the goats are there and bam, and it's just less stress. And it's, you know, it's amazing. But I would say it's a little more stressful than we thought it was going to be. Mm-hmm. But that's owning a business. Like as a business owner, you know, the juggling of the children, we have four kids, like I had said, and they are like, oh, we have to go to yoga again. And I don't want them to feel like that. But then I have to think, you know, this is a family business. Like I'm a business, a woman business owner, but it takes the whole family. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't go by myself without my 7-month-old that needs the nurse, or my 5-year-old that needs someone to take care of them. So I think that's trying on the whole family at times. And so I struggle, and I'm doing better, but I want them to feel like they have a job. Like they, you know, so handing out the tickets, or if my daughter asks you 700 times what your name is, you know, at the class, cause she can't find it on the little sheet, you know, cause she's 7,
yeah,
but
right.
Just be patient with them. So I'm trying to include them and trying to bite my tongue off and trying not to get frustrated when there's 20 people in line, mm-hmm. And doing the best we can to include them and see that this is, you know, this is a business, but also this is what your mom and dad's legacy, you know, and this could be what we do when we get older. And so just really being patient and involving, including them. But I definitely think, yeah, before I ever started, I wish, you know, the girl from Columbia, Missouri would have been like, girl, like, here's the dirty, you know, it's every Saturday and Sunday. If you want, you know, we do take 1 weekend off a month because my husband he works full time. You know, he's a carpenter. His body is like over it throughout the week. And then I'm here like asking you to pick up a 40-pound goat and load it into a trailer. And so, and when I was super pregnant, let me tell you, those classes were pretty miserable, but it also comes with the blessings of all these babies that are being born and my kids getting so excited to see, you know, we had 3 new babies born yesterday and they're like, oh, the girls are boys. And just the excitement and knowing how to take care of animals and teaching them that responsibility and compassion towards the animals, you know, that not an average kid gets. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, yeah. We had a bottle baby in the house for weeks, almost a month. And so my husband's like, okay, Anna, you've got it. But I would have kept it. Willa would still be in the house with us if it wasn't for him, I think. Like, she just doesn't even know she's a goat at this point in life. She has no clue. Oh. So I would say that would be the, you know, the down and dirty would be. And then also, it's kind of seasonal for us. So whenever it's 0 degrees out and you have to keep these goats alive and not sick and you still have to go to the shed and care for them and make sure their water buckets are, the power is, you know, all the things you don't think about. People are like, I would love to live on a farm, but would you when it's 0 degrees and blizzarding outside and you have to walk a half a mile? I don't think you really would. So just all that, but I wouldn't trade it. Even on the cold days, I'm like, we got this. Like, it's fine. They're fine. Everybody's going to be fine.
I just still think it's funny that they won't walk on wet grass. Like, no. That makes me laugh. No,
they will not. And heaven forbid if we get to where we're going and it's still wet grass, you know, let me tell you, this is how much I want my son's going to start screaming. You just ignore him. But I want the customers to have the best time and I want to make it so convenient that I have, don't make fun of me, but I have went out with towels to dry the grass before. And my husband says, Anna, you cannot do that. I'm like, what else am I going to do? We want this class to go on. I know it's going to be sunny, but it's overcast right now. And I'm going to take this towel and I'm going to dry the grass. And he's like, oh, she has lost her mind. So that's a fun fact. It's fine.
And now where did that come from? Like, is it because they're in a barn all the time, like with hay or straw? Like,
I mean, they can go out. Yeah. Usually they stay in until the grass is dry and then they come out. I don't know. I think it's just because we spoil them. I think, I don't know.
So spoiled, aren't they?
But it's fine. It's good. Yeah. But I wish I knew a trick to get them to like it. I don't know.
It's funny. I mean, it just, like, our dog is so spoiled. Like, she won't go late. She sleeps with my daughter and she won't lay for the most part. And she won't lay down until you have this one blanket, like a fox fur blanket, like fluffed, like ready for the lay on. Like, and if not, she will just stand there and stare at whoever and be like, hey, where's that blanket? Hello, I gotta go to bed. Like, it's like, what? You're so spoiled.
So funny.
That is funny. But yeah, I think it, I just was curious. I'm like, where did that come from? Why are they so stinking spoiled in that regard?
I wish I knew. Because I make them, I think it's because I make them go and they're like, no, nice try, mom. That's not how it's going.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, have you ever had any like horror stories from like doing a class? Like, has it ever happened where like you show up and the goats are not cooperating and you're like, this class is just not going to happen? Or do they like pull it together? Like,
I would say, so I have like when it was really hot, like there might've been an August class when they didn't get it together. Like, so yeah, there are some, they're less, they don't participate as much, but the people still cuddle with them and have fun, but they don't maybe participate as much, as in they don't jump on you as much. But then there will be classes that I'm like, you're jumping too much. This is overwhelming. The people are like, you know, because they're just so energetic. And usually it's the ones that is like 50 to 60 degrees, and the people think it's a little chilly, and the goats are like jumping from person to person to person. It's like, it's almost unreal. But I would say for the most part, I will be honest, I have never, knock on wood, we've never had a class that people were not like, that was amazing. Like, was not amazing, I guess I should say. So I hope it stays like that. You know, because I will tell you you know, we were just joking about all the like chaotic times and all the makes me want to pull my hair out moments. But whenever we do a class for, maybe it's for Scott Air Force Base or it's for nurses, and there people tears streaming down their face at the end of it, I think, you know, that's why we do this. This is why we are here, you know, doing what we do. So I joke to my husband too. He secretly loves nothing more than to go, because right now, like, he's working random like Scott Air Force Base or in Jerseyville, and he loves nothing more than for people to be like, oh my gosh, you're the goat yoga guy. And he's like, yeah, you know, secretly he is like so dang proud. And so, but he should be, you know, he's the one that it took a lot. It didn't take, I mean, he's the one that convinced himself actually, because I kept my mouth shut. But yeah, he's very, very, he almost is more proud than I am, I think. But
yeah, well, it's cool. I mean, when you, like you said earlier, when you have a business idea and a business plan and like you bring it together and it works and it takes off, it's just like, you know, sometimes we don't like stop for a moment and pat ourselves on the back. And sometimes we don't give ourselves enough like excitement and grace and our excitement and sure, like celebration over the things, because we just like do it and we just go, go, go. Right.
You're right. 100%. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have an amazing group of friends that I met at a female entrepreneur retreat. It's been 2 years ago, almost 3 years ago now, which is crazy. And we did a thing last year at the end of this last year, back in like November, December. And we sat together on Zoom. I think it was Zoom, or maybe we did it through Voxer. I don't remember, but we made ourselves celebrate our successes from that year, like call it out loud, like what actually happened that we were proud of, that like, oh my gosh, like I had growth in this area, or this happened, or like last year at this time we were looking at these numbers and now we're looking at these numbers, right? Like, because sometimes, especially I feel like as female business owners, like we are mom and business ower and like, hello, like
all of it. Yeah.
So we don't take the time, because we just keep going. And not that like we don't sit to do like financials and taxes and stuff, but to sit and like business numbers. Like, I don't know about you guys, but I don't schedule that in. I do it once a month now, but I didn't before.
Here, like January, February was all my number crunch. And my husband's like, Anna, we've got to do this monthly. I'm like, I know.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's good. And it's exciting to see the growth, but we just don't sit to celebrate it enough, you know? And
no, not at all, for sure.
Yeah. But it's really cool. And what we also did, so I don't know if you have anybody in your world that would do this with you, but we sat and pointed out things about each other that we saw growth in.
I love that.
It was so much fun. We're like, hey, but you remember like a year ago, you said this was your goal, and look at this, like this, and like, it's just amazing sometimes the things that you say and you claim that you forget, that you like, right. Oh yeah, like that is happening. And I did want that to happen. Oh my gosh.
Love that.
Yeah, it's fun. It's so cool. I love my little, we call it our little group of friends, but you know, we're there for us to support each other. But anyway, what I'm going at with is just your husband, like being so proud and humble over that. Like, it's fun. It's cool. Like, he should be so excited, right? Because it was some like quote unquote little idea that just obviously flourished. And here you guys are like rocking it. So proud of you guys.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to know when, so I know you said that you guys are a little bit off season right now. So when does it pick back up for you guys, or where are you guys going to be in the next like couple months?
Hi, Bowden's telling you all about it. So I would say our peak season usually is probably April to October. April being a little wishy-washy because of this, you know, it could be raining, but, so we are, you can always find us at, Bella Vista Winery once a month, which is where you taught.
Yep.
And you can, I'm going to say this wrong. Schlafly. Is that how you say it? Yeah. Schlafly. We were there last year and it sold out in like, not even a full day. Like it was like, I don't even know what happened. It blew. And so we're there once a month, starting in May. We're all over kind of Willoughby Farms. We're there. You can find, we're on Eventbrite, I guess I should say, is where all our classes are listed. But right now we started this new thing, which I'm kind of excited about. People think, at first people thought I was kind of nuts. But the amount of people, when I put out that like teaser post to see if people would be excited, it blew up. So we have all these babies that are coming. And, you know, I'm a busy mom who can't even keep up, you know, sometimes with my children, let alone like all my kids out in the barn. So because the kids are popping out there like crazy. So we better not be drinking that same water, girl. Stay far away. So one of my friends was like, Anna, have you ever thought about like having sessions to where the people come and acclimate the goats and love on the babies and get them like used to people? And I was like, no, never thought of that. I mean, I did think about it, but I thought that no one's going to pay for that. You know, I mean, and not everything's out for money, but it's our off season and we are like, we're learning how to budget better, but our off season hurts. Mm-hmm. And so, so I was trying to come up with ways to make money during our off season. So we had our first teaser post out there and it was like, boom, people are like begging. And I was like, okay, well, I'll put out a session, see what happens. I mean, I was blown away. Tears were like streaming down my face just because, you know, I don't want to put out my personal business, but sometimes you think, how are we going to make it this month? We have all these goats that we're bringing no income in, but we still have to pay for them to eat and feed and hay, and there's no grass for them to eat right now. So our hay is out the roof and, you know, it's just all these things. And so we put it out there and yeah, sold out. And I was like, whoa. And they're not big. They're meant to be more small, intimate sessions. You know, goat therapy is a real thing. Animal therapy is a real thing. I don't know, you have a dog and you're stressed out and you have that puppy come and love on you. It's a real thing. Mm-hmm. And so, so they're meant to be smaller classes, sessions. I shouldn't say it's a class because there is no yoga. I'll put out there is no yoga done during these sessions. You just come, you get in this gate with the babies and you love on them. And we're going to do a 5-minute meditation in the beginning. Just to start with our intention of, you know, trying to think gratitude more or just, you know, something. And then we're going to kind of let the babies like run around and not really like not cuddle with. I mean, if they get in your lap or whatever, but then after that, you're free to get whatever baby you want and love on them however you want. And so I am blown away about that. So that, yeah, tell them. That has been from February. We just started at the end of February and then March. We have some sessions and then yoga will start in April.
Awesome.
Sorry to pick up on that big old rant, but.
No, I love it. I'm just thinking about my son. Like, well, both my kids are animal lovers, but my son, especially, like he just loves animals. Like my daughter too. My daughter's more of a dog lover, but she's also like highly allergic to other animals. Aww. So
She's
just yeah. watch it. But like my son, like he just wants to like, I'm just thinking my son, I'm like,
love them all. Give me all the babies. Yeah.
He just,
and that's what we need, because you know, our first week we had 6 or 7 and I just, it was cold. It was not what, some days are cold and some days are warm, but I can't take Bowden out there for me to sit in the barn with them for hours. And so they're a little more skittish already, and they're only 4 weeks old. And I'm like, ah. So, you know, the more they're around people, the that chain or that will break. And so, but yeah, we had a family last night come, and they just were like, this is the most amazing thing. Like, I can't even explain to you how amazing it is. And so you just don't even know, you know, you just, you don't know what people are going through, or even if they're not, even if they're in the best space, you know, you just, yeah, it's just, I, we recommend 5 and up, just because you just don't know, like, you know, I don't want, I want it to be relaxing, and I know my children at the age of 4 are gonna run around like crazy mad people, and they're not, you know, even at the age of 5, let's be honest, 7 my daughter is like, I'm not relaxing. But we, so we recommend that, but that's a recommendation, and you know your child better than we do. And so, you know, if you reach out and have, you know, anybody can reach out to us or to me and have, if they have questions, or if, you know, if they say my 2-year-old's the most calm, I'm not going to deny somebody. I just want it to be comfortable for everyone. So we just want to take other people into consideration too. So,
yeah, no, I get that. I had a lady recently reach out to me asking if she could bring her daughter to yoga class. Who's like, I don't know, I forget how old she is. And I'm like, I am all about bringing kids to a yoga class, introducing fitness and exercise and meditation and listening to your body, any age. I'm like, and I told her, I'm like, absolutely. She's 100% welcome. I was like, as long as you know, she's going to participate and not, you know, obviously be like you said, other people are there for the reason of the class, you know? So as long, like, as long as they're not disruptive, bring your 3-year-old as long as you participate and not run and scream the whole time. Yeah. 100% bring your kid. Yes. 100%. I was going to ask you, about that. Crap. I had a question and I really wanted to ask you something. I shouldn't have made that comment first, but it'll come to me. But I think that is so cool. And it just, oh, I know what it was. Sometimes I can see why people really get a benefit from that, because, you know, sometimes whenever we are stressed or anxious, or like you said, maybe you're not feeling anything, maybe like life is gravy, but there is something to be said. I always hear whenever you're doing self-care to make sure that it stimulates more than one emotion or more than one, like sensory thing at a time. Yeah. Like if you can touch and you can like hug, so you can feel, and you can smell, and you can like relax, you can see, like doing all the tangibles at one time. Like that's why some people are like, oh, to go on a walk with a friend can sometimes be like the best therapy, because you're moving your body, you're exercising. So you're stimulating that physical movement, but you're also like emotionally talking to somebody, and like, they might be like your therapy for like your mental wellness. So like sometimes like a walk with a friend can be like exactly what you need. So maybe like you said, like sometimes people just like cry over it, but maybe it's because it's that combination of physical movement with actually like emotionally, like emotional touch and like connection, you know? So I can see it's really powerful.
100%. It is all the things, like you said, it's just, it like compounds almost and breaks them down, and not in a bad way, but just, you know, just breaks them down a little bit. So
softens those boys up.
That's right. That's right.
I have a question though. I know whenever I went to go teach goat yoga for you guys at Bella Vista Winery, I had friends of mine that wanted to sign up, and I was just like, oh, I don't know if you can, I think it's booked. And they're like, their question was, so to answer everybody else's questions, if they have this, they're like, well, what do you wear? And do you bring your yoga mat, or do you just do it on the grass? So I know the answer to that, but I want you to answer, like, do you ever recommend people to wear anything specific, or is there anything like that goats don't like?
Well, so, okay, we do recommend old clothes because they are animals. You know, I don't want you to wear your Lula. I don't even know the name of fancy stuff, if I'm being honest. Like, I have no clue. Lululemon, is that a thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't wear your Lululemon pants just because, like, that goat is in the grass with green hooves. You know what I mean? Or it might, well, they've never bitten into, like, they might chew on it and make a hole, and then I'm feeling bad that you paid a lot of money for a pair of pants that they put a hole in.
But we recommend older clothes. We recommend not slick stuff. So like, well, I can't. I'm wearing like a dry fit kind of shirt. They like cotton. They don't like, they never told me they like cotton more than dry fit. But if they could, they would, I'm pretty sure. Because they slip a little bit on dry fit. What else? We, you know, a lot of people will yoga with or without shoes. Either is absolutely fine. Just know you could step in a little goat pellet, which is its poop. And I would pray for that over pee. I'm just saying, because it's a lot less messy. But what else? The yoga mats, you can bring your own mat or towel. We recommend, like, you can do that, or you can rent one for $5. We do that because honestly, they could pee or poop on your mat, and we sanitize them and clean them. And it's a lot to, you know, clean them all. And that's why we do the fee. You can, what else do you need to know? So the clothes, then the mat, but really you can wear whatever you want. I mean, we don't really have recommendations, you know, if it's there, we sometimes say longer, like sleeves, just because they could, I mean, they are animals and they could scratch you. Say hi. But yeah, we just, anything with sleeves. A lot of people wear tank tops in the summer though. That's fine too. It's just whatever you're comfortable with, honestly. And I do send out, so if someone signs up, we send out, or I send out an email, let's see here, about 24 hours prior to the class, that gives like some, you know, all the things, like I just said, you can rent your mat, you can wear, what to wear, what to expect, you know, things like that, just because I want them comfortable and I don't want them to be nervous, you know, but give them a little question and answer thing.
Yeah. Hi, buddy. I remember the one time when I taught the class, was it something with blonde hair? Like
girls? Oh, girl. Yes. I mean, sometimes the goats mistake the blonde hair for the hay. So I really have to watch those sweet blondes. And I recommend putting your hair up, just because they do think sometimes the hair is like some food and they like to chew on it. So I always joke. I said, sign this waiver because I'm not paying for your extension. Jokingly, you know, I'm not reimbursing for extensions that are lost in the goat grabbing. but yeah, they do. I always just, you know, I should put some extra ponies in my bag or in my tote. I'm going to do that this year just so that people, you know, can keep their locks safe.
Yeah, that's so funny. I actually went for massage clients. I went to the dollar store and got like a little pack of hair ties.
I love that. That's what I'm going to do.
You know, yes.
And like for that, myself too, because I forget too, you know.
Yeah, and I'm like, you can take it with you when you go. Nobody wants this back.
No one wants it back. We don't want it back. That's a great idea. That's my goal. I'm going to write that down for my first class and keep it in my tote. We have a tote that we take along with some Band-Aids, you know, just random stuff, but.
Yeah. Well, I love it. I know little guy is ready to get your attention and to have your attention, but tell us really quickly. I know you're going to give us the link down in the bio, like for people to check out tickets and events that are coming up, but where can they go? Like, do you also have like a Facebook page or anything like that?
Yeah. So we have a Facebook page. It's Goat Yoga of Southern IL. And then we also have an Instagram. I'll be honest, I don't know if they're linked together. So sometimes my Instagram gets a little lost, but we also have an email address. You can email me at goatyogail@gmail.com. If you Google my name, my phone number is on there. All of it's there if you ever need to get a hold of me, but I will. But all our tickets are through Eventbrite. That way, just refunding everything is easy. If there's ever weather cancellation or anything like that, it's all in one place. I have had, now, if you are absolutely don't have a computer, just call me and we'll make it work. We'll figure it out. But the classes, we do recommend getting tickets. Some classes do sell out and we just want to make sure there's room for everybody. So we do recommend getting a ticket. And if you have, I wanted to point this out too. A lot of people go to like auctions and, you know, win some tickets we've maybe donated. Always message me to get in just so that we can make sure that there's room for however many tickets. So
yeah. Heads up is always good, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and if for some reason you don't get it, I'm not going to deny somebody. I just want to make sure there's room for everyone and everyone's comfortable and people aren't on top of people. And, you know, you need a lot of space when you do yoga sometimes. So.
Oh yeah. Those mats are way bigger than what you think they are.
You think? Yeah, they are.
So funny. Sometimes we look at spaces to like do pop-up events at or like retreats at and stuff. I'm like, this is perfect. And then like you roll out a mat. I mean, they're like 6 to 7.
They're like, just kidding.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, never mind. This is like room for 9 people. Like, takes up a lot of space. Well, Anna, thank you so much for coming on and sharing with us about goat yoga. I'm so excited. And I am excited to check out a class of your guys' this year. I was thinking about, I'm like, oh, me and my girlfriends need to get together and go to a class. So it'll be fun.
I'm going to need teachers. So you just hang tight, girl. I'm going to need you.
You let me know. I'm excited. I will be here and I will gladly teach anything you need me to.
Good, good. I will call you for the Highland ones for sure. But I wanted to tell you too, you are doing amazing work bringing the community in. So don't stop. Don't stop sharing that heart of yours.
Thank you. You're so kind.
You are welcome. Well, hey, you have an amazing weekend and try to relax yourself. Being a busy owner is hard. So you need to get a little, what is it? Relax and what is it? R&R? I don't know.
I always forget what R&R stands for, but yeah.
I don't know. Something.
Oh, goodness. Well, thank you, Anna. I appreciate you.
You too, sweetheart. I appreciate you. And I can't wait to listen to this. And I can't wait to share all your other stuff. So appreciate
you. Thank you.
All right.